Yeah. Woke up this morning, feeling like Rocky. Back to myself, yeah, I'm motherfucking cocky. If I take off all the chains, we can play a little hockey. You know we playing with the top shit, yeah, how you leaking sake? Let me tell you about the story from Marachi to Versace. My partner pulled up, I had to shove it up a box. A few bowls on the side, yeah, you know it look broccoli. Choppers in the car, got my own paparazzi. Stars on the ceiling, confidences on the trill. Where them bad bitches at, let me know you in the bill. Last time I hit the counter, shit, my bell was a mill. Last time I hit the club, shit, I could've bought the bill. I'm about to hit him with the sauce, I stay ass for a minute. Like my feeling, niggas say, get in my bag for a minute. They like, where you been, yo? Shit was bad for a minute. All them clown niggas winning, shit was sad for a minute. But, oh, these niggas get on that shit, y'all. Do nothing else, I can ride a hit, dawg. I'ma need 5 bricks for the show, dawg. Plus another 20K just to throw, dawg. I done had 5, I don't like to take, dawg. I'ma show you how to kill them when they hate, dawg. Sometimes you gotta let a nigga know, dawg. Sometimes you gotta fuck a nigga
up. Watch him out. Yes. Week 9.
Oh, man.
We're
the
here.
The halfway point is gone.
No, boy. It's sad. It comes and goes so quickly.
Yeah, man.
And now it's just going to be a blur. There's going to be all the holidays going to distract you. But whatever. We're here. CNC Podcast.
Let's get it.
All right. Let's get right into it. You know how it is. We got the DFS, fantasy, the spreads, best matchups, who we think is going to win. Let's get into tomorrow's matchup. We have the Atlanta Falcons going to Tampa Bay in an NFC South matchup.
This matchup is going to be good. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and the over and under, the over definitely shows that. It's 51. It's set at 51.
Ooh.
The spread is 4, so it's going to be a close game. And they always play each other close. Tampa Bay snuck the last one and took it. I expect Atlanta to come back over here and take it for the simple fact that Tampa Bay, I don't know what's happening with their offensive weapons, man. They're just going down like flies.
Yeah.
Their run game is going to be by committee tomorrow. And Evans, I don't think he can shoulder everything. So I'm going with Atlanta in this one. And players I would like to target in this, Julio.
Of course.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Winston.
Okay.
Evans.
Okay. I'll take
someone a sleeper pick would be the Atlanta tight end.
Austin Hooper.
Yeah. You picked up this week.
I did.
Picked him up.
I did.
You snake.
Very aware. I realize Tammy's out of there now, so they're using the rookie Austin Hooper, who
he's
quietly put up good numbers.
Yeah.
He's like another Stanford tight end.
Mm-hmm.
No, a little smaller, but he's quick and he has good hands. So
yeah, definitely like that.
Look out for him. I'm in the same boat. I have Atlanta winning this game. Bucks are a weird team right now because they have the pieces in place to really be a good team in a few years. Got to work on the offensive line. Run game's not healthy. Doug Martin should be back next week, we think.
Yeah, right.
So that should make them a lot better. But right now, Jacquizz Rodgers fell back to earth last week. And defense has a lot of holes as well. I don't think anyone in this planet can stop Julio Jones. And Matt Ryan, I hated on him beginning of the season. He's a potential MVP candidate at this point. And he's been cooking.
Yeah, don't forget the first time they played, Julio wasn't even involved. It was Sanu.
Yeah.
Who was the man.
Yeah.
So look out for that, too. If you're doing DFS, you want to use a sneaky pick, you could do that.
But one player I want to say before we move on from this game, from this draft, who I loved, who I talked about all the time, who everyone was hating on, and you know what? Sometimes GMs just get too afraid and they overthink things because of, like, off-the-field issues. Noah Spence, the second-round pick from the Bucks, is so good. He is so good. He made 2 sacks last week.
Yeah.
Really impactful player. I expect him to have a good game against this week. Atlanta offensive line. Look for him to be in the backfield. I'm expecting another 2 sacks.
Okay.
All right, moving on. We're going to Sunday. No London games this week, so we're starting at 1 o'clock. And in the NFC North battle, we have the Detroit Lions at Minnesota. Minnesota looking to come off 2 back-to-back losses.
Oh, yeah. Minnesota is definitely in a good spot to bounce back. I like Minnesota at home. They're going back to the dome where they're comfortable at. Interesting. They fired. North Turner stepped down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that's going to affect them, but I know that's going to affect Rudolph. Damn, and he's on my team.
Mm.
But Rudolph is definitely a player you want to target against this week. Detroit Lions defense. They're like last place defending the tight ends. Can you use Diggs?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. Diggs been looking shaky ever since that one game, man. I don't know about Diggs, but...
And Bradford seems to be targeting Thielen and Cordell Patterson more frequently than he's been targeting. Diggs has been, like, they've been off in a few different plays.
Yeah, so we got Pat Shurmur, the new offensive coordinator.
Former Browns head coach.
Yeah, so we just got to see how that works out. So as far as DFS goes, I don't know. I just have to do more research throughout the week, see who I would like from that side, from that team. Detroit, I'm staying away from everybody on Detroit.
Yeah.
Against this Minnesota defense at home. I think Minnesota wins this easily. The spread is 6. Over and under 41.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was distracted. AT&T commercials on, and that girl is thick as hell. Anyways, this is a tough game because, obviously the Vikings have been one of the stronger teams, started out 5-0, but they really fell back to earth. Yeah. The fact they lost to a Jay Cutler-led Bears team.
Killed a lot of people, survivors.
It really did, and it makes me question this kind of team's identity because right now their offensive line is really bad. They brought in Andre Smith. He's on the IR. Brought in Alex Boone. He's hurt. Word. They kept Matt Khalil, who's really bad. They just lost their offensive coordinator. Yeah. They're down to their third running back, so they're playing Asiata. Emphasis Hillman. On ass. And Hillman. So they're just like playing two scrub players and a running back with not that many great playmakers on the receiver as well. So this is a really flawed offense, and it sucks that this defense has really stepped it up. But right now, if Jay Cutler's going to throw on you, I can't help but feel like Matt Stafford can't do the same thing. So off of that,
you gotta remember the situation. It was Jay Cutler. I mean, the whole time he was injured, just shit talking every week, just talking him down, like, until Hoyer got hurt, and then that's when it was like, oh, we got to use Cutler. You know, Cutler hears this. They're players too. He was definitely motivated by this, by all the talk. So that's why I'm shied away from using the Minnesota last week in Survivor, and I went with Denver. So that definitely helped me out with my thinking on that. So thank you.
It actually cost me mad money picking the Vikings defense. I'm so mad. Having said that, I'm gonna have an upset. I think the Lions are gonna go in there and take it. Couldn't regret it, but we'll see. I'm saying it. All right, moving on. We have a really good matchup right now. NFC East matchup, two heated rivalries. We have the Philadelphia Eagles going to MetLife against the Giants.
Giants coming off the bye, man. Mm-hmm. I think they worked out a couple kinks off that bye. They had enough time to prepare for the Philadelphia Eagles. They probably had more than 2 weeks. I think it was probably prepping for them before they even went to London.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going with the Giants, the home team. They favor by 2.5. Over and under is 43. I think this game's going to be higher than 43. It could possibly be a shootout. I like the Giants. I don't know what's going on in the Philly backfield. They're using Sproles a lot now.
Yeah.
I think he's going to overtake Matthews by the end of the season. They said Matthews is still the lead back. But, I think that's just all talk. I'll definitely use Sproles in DFS. Not have a lot of exposure to him. You can have, like, minimal exposure, like exactly. 5% or whatever. But, I like that. Odell, you could use Odell in this matchup. Shepard, you could use Shepard in this matchup. I'll stay away from Cruz. I'll stay away from Ertz. I'm not touching any Giants running back until I see something. Mm-hmm. Because that's just a horrible situation.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree.
Jordan Matthews.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this game either because both these teams have different identities. The Giants have tapered off. They do look strong, but the running game is a real issue right now. Defense is good, too. I like what the Eagles are doing with the rookie quarterback, though, and not putting the game on his hands. It's letting him kind of manage the game, dinking and dunking, using his strong arm when needed, but the game isn't, like, on his shoulders. With this great defense, they just need him to not, like, lose a game for them, essentially.
And you think the defense could stop Eli?
I think this defense is so good right now, and because they have the Eagles winning, I think this Eagles defense is really one of the top units overall in the league, and Jim Schwartz deserves a lot more credit. Some people just aren't made to be head coaches. Some people are just really good at their craft as a defensive coordinator, and Jim Schwartz is one. Wade Phelps is another.
And that's the crazy thing, because they see him having so much success, they're going to target him in the offseason for a head coaching gig.
Absolutely.
And he's going to take it.
And fuck up. And then he'll be back again and, like, lead some other team.
Hey, man, he's going to get that payday.
I'm not mad at him at all. But, like, there's some players, some coaches accept what you do. Josh McDaniels, same thing. Just accept that, like, you're just really good at coordinating one side of the ball and just make that your craft. And right now, he's been incredible with how he changed his defense. Some of these players, like Brandon Graham, are really just stepping up and taking their game to a next level.
But, I mean, are we really shocked? Man, we called this in the offseason. We said this was going to be the best part of the Eagles team. We said the defense is going to be their strong part.
Yeah.
Like, this is just crazy.
I guess I didn't expect Wentz to start right away and to be so good, and that really, like, made them even more apparent of how good this team was because it's really winning them games. And having said that, this Giants team has a lot of question marks. Okay. There's going to be a lot of pressure on Eli Manning to pass the ball because they don't have a running game. I think he's going to get hit a lot this game. So having said that, I had the Eagles winning this in a actually a low-scoring game.
Okay.
All right, moving on. We have the New York Football Jets at Miami.
Oh, man, this is going to be another good game, a divisional game. Miami coming off the bye, man. Can he do it again? And he, I mean Jay Ajayi, go for 200 yards on this Jets defense?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yo, I don't know, man. Jay Ajayi, before the bye, he was looking like David Johnson reincarnated. So, I don't know. This Miami's favorite 3.5. They're at home. Over and under is 44. Tough game. As of now, I would stay away from this game for any DFS action. But I'm going to go with the home team here, and I'm going to have Miami winning this game.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm not mad at that at all. I mean, both teams aren't that good.
Yeah.
I had the Jets winning this just because of this Miami team. They swept them last year. Not much has changed on either side of the ball.
Low-scoring games.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. This is going to be a really low-scoring game. One of the things in these matchups that I like, and, you know, please can someone take Fitzpatrick off the field. I'm so tired of seeing this fucking guy.
Don't say that. Yeah, then it happens in the game and y'all end up losing.
No, I want to see Petty
and Hackenberg.
I want to see Petty and Hackenberg. I'm done with Fitz. He ruined the season.
No take back.
If we win this game and then we play the Rams next week, we'll be 5-5 going into New England. Who would have thought that? But anyways.
Man, tough matchups back to back.
Yeah, but anyways. I think the Jets win this. Brandon Marshall was talking a lot of shit about Byron Maxwell today. He said he holds in every play. That the Eagles are right to trade him. That he hates him. And I think this is going to be a matchup.
Yeah.
Brandon Marshall, he gets a little crazy. He's a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Yeah,
I think he's growing his hair out a little bit.
Was that
he's
the
wearing
real
crazy
Brandon
t-shirts.
Marshall, or was it like his personality disorder?
I don't know. Maybe he stopped taking his medicine. But as long as he's like focusing on the other opponent, I'm happy for him.
I don't know, man. Yeah, he had a crazy easy matchup last week, and he didn't take advantage of that DFS, man.
He didn't, but you know what he did to it? He blocked for the new young kid, Quincy, Quantum, and Nunwa.
Yeah,
he's out here.
Yeah,
really, really good, like a hybrid receiver tight end. I expect him to have a good game as well. Don't want to talk about the Jets too long because I'll get depressed, but having said that, I think this is a good matchup. Ryan Tannehill should be in trouble just because our offensive line has issues. And look, Revis is trash. He's getting cooked. At this point, we have to release him at the end of the season. The kind of receivers that really give him a hard time are these tall, fast receivers. Maybe Devontae Parker can do that, but...
Oh, Stills is definitely going to be back there.
Yeah, but...
Stills is definitely going to be back there.
I'm not as worried about that because he can still jam them. It's the bigger receivers that give him an issue, so...
Okay.
Having said that, the Jets winning this in a really ugly game. I'm sorry, this is on CBS if you're watching this in New Jersey. Pirate Direct TV. moving on, we have the Jacksonville Jaguars at Kansas City.
Before this week started, I looked at this game. I was like, KC could definitely win it.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about using KC for Survivor this week.
Yeah.
But word came out, Alex Smith is out. I don't know how much faith I want to put in Nick Foles' hands. Granted, he did play well against the Colts, but it's a banged-up Colts defense. Colts defense is not there, so I don't know. Jacksonville's defense is bad as well. But I don't know, man. This is tough. I'm definitely going to go with KC at home. They're favored by 7.5. I don't think they're going to win by that much.
Spencer Ware might not play, too.
Yeah, Spencer Ware might, yeah.
Definitely target Charmander.
Charnado West.
Definitely target him in DFS.
Kendrick West.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Foles definitely displayed chemistry with Tyreek Hill.
No.
Kelsey. Oh, at least Kelsey was alive.
Yeah.
I think you could use Kelsey in this spot. You could definitely use West in the spot, like Cody mentioned.
Yeah.
On the Jacksonville Jaguar side, depends on where Allen Robinson lines up. Yeah. If he lines up with Amari Cooper, definitely not using him at all. But if he lines up opposite Amari Cooper, you could use him.
Marcus Cooper.
Yeah, Marcus Cooper, you could definitely use him. Lee, you could definitely use Lee.
Yeah, Lee's minimum on too. I let out a big sigh when he said Allen Robinson because I drafted him in the first round of one of my leagues. And I haven't disappointed.
And you just traded him.
No, that was DeAndre.
DeAndre Hopkins.
There's a trio of really good receivers. Allen Robinson, DeAndre Hopkins, and Brandon Marshall who just played with shitty quarterbacks and haven't done anything of fantasy. So I apologize for telling you to draft them. I didn't know it would be this dire. Anyways, you see what's on the top of my head right now? It's my hot take hat. And right now I'm going to say that I think Nick Foles is going to be better for this team than Alex Smith was.
Okay.
The reason why, Nick Foles has a really strong arm. He's displayed that he can get the ball to receivers down the field in the pass, especially when it's with Philadelphia. I don't count his experiment with St. Louis because he didn't have any receivers. This was before Todd Gurley really played because Todd Gurley was hurt for a little bit before he got benched.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really have anyone to throw to, and the offensive line was really bad too. So I think there's an opportunity. There's some ball, there's some players that he really get the ball out to and make some stuff happen.
Solo home run.
Cubs about to take this.
Yeah, bad solo
home run. Good for them. Good for them. But anyway, so I think that he really will get the ball to Kelsey. Kelsey's actually someone I'm quietly looking at in a few different lineups for DFS purposes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely.
I think that, you know, unlike Alex Smith, Nick Foles can throw the ball farther than 10 yards, so he'll be sure to give it outside the hash mark and not just throw screens and dump-offs all day.
Remember the name, Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm. Tyreek Hill definitely.
I used him last week, but my lineup was dead because Chalk killed me all last week. Man.
Chalk does it.
Chalk killed me. Chalk if you kills. Don't know what Chalk means, that means using pretty much the players that everybody's going to use and highly owned players.
Yeah. Chalk kills, man.
Yeah. literally.
Having said that, I just think that this Jaguars team on paper is great, but right now Bortles is really killing them.
Yeah.
They're at the point where they need to just play Chad Henne. It's a shame, but Bortles is killing them.
Oh, that's
right
another
now.
Team that fired their offensive coordinator. They fired their offensive coordinator.
Which is silly. That's not going to help anything.
Yeah, I still got Casey winning this.
Yeah, I don't think Gus Bradley will be there. So I have Casey winning this as well, but you know, hopefully the Jags can turn it around because there's a lot of young talent, but it's probably going to cost them their coach at the end of the season.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. We have a team that's really good, coming off a great loss against a team that hasn't won yet. We have Dallas Cowboys at Cleveland.
Oh, man, this is a good game, especially for Dak. I just want to continue to see how he plays on the road, see how he handles the situation away from home. Cleveland is usually a tough place to play, regardless if they're atrocious or not. It's the dog pound. I don't know who's going to be the starting quarterback for Cleveland, but they're the dogs. Dallas is favored by 7. Wow. Yo, give me Dallas in this game.
Yeah.
Even with the injuries to the secondary, I'm definitely going to go Dallas. The offensive line is going to be too strong for Cleveland to hold. They're going to put up points. And, they're going to manage the clock and keep the ball out their hands. Yeah, I like Dallas, man. Give me Dallas.
I mean, this is really a no-brainer. One thing will be cool to see how they use Jamie Collins. They just traded for him for a third-round pick because apparently New England doesn't like having good players on defense. So anyways, I think it's going to be interesting to see that. But this game is going to be Dallas getting after it. I could see Zeke Elliott having a really good game. I could see him getting close to 150, if not more so. So if you're going to splurge at the running back position, definitely look at him. But on the side, too, Pryor's just going to get so many targets. Definitely look at him.
He had
101 yards against Revis in the first half. So.
And, oh, my gosh, yo. One step away from having a touchdown.
Yeah.
That deep bomb was beautiful, man.
And the Browns have McCown back, too, so I don't think that they're going to go winless the whole season.
It depends. If they do something foolish, like they start Kelsey over Brown.
Yeah.
Cody Kessler.
Yeah, I think they're going to start McCown the rest of the season, hopefully, because that'll get them some wins. But this is kind of a no-brainer. Cowboys definitely have this.
Okay.
All right, moving on. We have probably the other most heated rivalry in NFL. We have the Steelers at Baltimore.
Is Big Ben back? Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 dun. We don't know. So tune in later in the week for news and stuff. Find that out on your own. RotoWorld.com is a good place.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh is away in this game. Baltimore favored by 3. So over and under, 43. Their games are always tough, always close, always down to like the field goal kick.
These teams hate each other.
Yeah, if Roethlisberger is back, yo, I'm taking Pittsburgh. If Roethlisberger is out, I'm going Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Players you could target in this, man, Le'Veon Bell.
Mm-hmm.
If Roethlisberger is back, AB. If he's out, Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
Is Ladarius Green coming back this week?
Is that a rhetorical
question?
Oh, yeah. he's off the pup. Yeah, so he should be back. He should be back.
Yeah. So that takes away from John James. We should see. I don't know. Baltimore side of the ball. Give me Forsett, man. Yo, he's not Forsett.
Terrence West.
Yeah. Terrence West been on a tear.
Yeah.
I like him. Had a week to prepare for this matchup. I like Terrence West in this matchup. He should eat a lot. You think Mike Wallace could do something?
I do. Actually, I like Mike Wallace.
Oh, versus OTO.
Yeah.
DFS. Oh, I like that. I like that narrative.
Revenge narrative.
I like that narrative. Ah, let's get it.
And you know what? On top of that, the Steelers' defense at corner is pretty weak right now. So
yeah.
I think Mike Wallace is good for 1 to 2 passes to get behind them.
And they've been wanting to throw the ball deep for a while. So I think they probably worked on that a lot on bye week.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like you said, too, Terrence West is going to be a strong player as well. Pretty much, if Ben's back, and we should know by Sunday, I'm going to have a triple stack of him, AB, and Le'Veon. And just play a bunch of bums the rest of the lineup if I can afford it.
Scrubs. Sergeant
yeah,
Scrubs.
You have to. Because those three are so good when they're on the field together, but they're just all rarely so all rarely together. So, like you said, if Ben's playing, I'm taking the Steelers. If he's not, you got to go with the Ravens. But definitely stay tuned to that. This will be a very fun game to watch.
Remember the last time me and Cody were so happy about players? It was Chris Hogan. We said he's going to ball. He balled. He just didn't get a touchdown, but he still had like over 150 yards.
Yeah.
Mike Wallace. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Lock him in.
Look at it. All right, moving on. 4 o'clock, we have the New Orleans Saints. Going to San Francisco.
Oh, man. Cap versus New Orleans. Cap definitely plays us well every time. Close game all the time, but when he's playing. But, yeah, it won't be the same. New Orleans, yo, we've been playing well on the road. What more can I say? Breeze has been doing his thing. Breeze and Brady, man, I don't know what these guys are doing, what drugs they're taking, but they definitely look like they turn back the hands of time on the clock. They've both been playing phenomenal. I definitely have New Orleans taking this game. Last week they upset me and won, but I'm happy, so I don't care. I'll take that L. Yeah, they definitely should win this game. We're favored away by 3.5. That's a first. So players you want to target in this game: Cooks, Snead, Thomas, Fleener.
Mm.
Running back, don't know.
Don't even know. Don't take anyone.
Yeah, they said we're gonna be like sort of a committee. They said Ingram's still the lead back.
Why did they take him out of that game? That was so weird. Because
he fumbled the first play, like literally the first play, and he scored off the fumble. So I'm not mad at that at all, but I didn't think they was never gonna put him back in.
He's so much better than Hightower. Yo, I mean, it sucks they fumble, but like he's got confidence again.
Goal line, it shows you. Goal line, Hightower couldn't get in for nothing. Like,
yeah,
he got stopped like 3-4 times.
Yeah,
it was bad. But hopefully Ingram bounced back, because I definitely have shares of Ingram on season long fantasy, and I need him. I need him to play, man. So Peyton, if you're hearing this, please play Ingram.
So you guys winning?
I have New Orleans winning this.
All right, cool. This be
sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Over and under 52. Shoot.
Oh, damn.
Out. Kaepernick.
Damn. Yeah, this is gonna be interesting. A player who I really like from San Francisco is actually Carlos Hyde. I think that he's gonna be a really good matchup for him, and he should be back. So I think he'll be in there and actually have a really good game. But other than that, I think that this San Francisco offense is just pretty flawed right now. They can't seem to string it together that well. And I can't see them keeping up with what the New Orleans Saints can do against the secondary. So I think that New Orleans will win. I think they'll win by over 10, too. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's how I have it. All right, moving on. We have a game that probably, if you read it before the season, you wouldn't think that it would be a close matchup. But now it would be. We have Carolina Panthers going to L.A. against the Rams.
Oh, man, yeah. I like this game. L.A. had a time to bounce back, prepare for this matchup. Now they're home. I think I'm going to go with the dogs. L.A. is the dogs in this game by 3. I like L.A. in this matchup. I think it's going to be close, very close game. Over and under is 45. I'm not touching this game for DFS purposes. If I do, I'm going to touch a defense. Don't really like much else over here. What about you?
Yeah, this is a tough game. Man, this is a really tough game. Carolina just hasn't been themselves. I mean, not re-signing Norman really hurt them. Can't seem to get anything going on offense. But they do have Jonathan Stewart back. So, interested to see what he can do and if he makes him more complete as he gets healthier. Overall, though, this you just don't know. You hate seeing teams go across the country. So, actually, the Rams winning this game.
Yeah,
I just think their defense is a really good matchup for the Panthers. I don't trust Gurley. I'm not going to take Gurley, especially at the price he probably is in DFS as well.
Hey, man, you never know. They probably come off the bye and Gurley just start producing like crazy.
But I'll tell you what I will take in this game. Sleeper pick. Met him this weekend. New Jersey legend Kenny Britt.
Saw
him at the Newport Mall. What's up, Kenny?
Oh, yes, against that weak secondary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dang, good call.
He's been balling this week. I actually told him that in person.
Yo, maybe that's a sign, man.
Exactly.
Maybe that's a sign.
Keep doing your thing.
Load up on Kenny this week.
Exactly. He'll definitely do it. So, yeah, I like Kenny Britt a lot. But other than that, I don't know if there's any players that really target from this game. Yeah. Maybe Kelvin Benjamin, but that's about it.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. We have a matchup that's, actually kind of boring. It's good quarterbacks, though. We have the Colts at Green Bay.
Oh my God, that's my eyes lit up when I saw this matchup because I didn't look beforehand. But this is the highest over and under on the board.
It should be. There's no defense.
54.
Zero defense.
Gosh, man, this is about to be a crazy shootout. Mm-hmm. They're traveling to Green Bay. Green Bay is favored by 7.5. This is another team I was looking at for DFS. I mean, for Survivor purposes. But I don't even know, man. It's a tough week for the Survivor, so I'm definitely not going to make a call on this pod for that one. I like a lot of players in this matchup. If T.Y. is definitely going to play in this matchup, give me T.Y., even though he let me down last week. I'm good on T.Y. Moncrief is definitely a good player to pick up on. Dwayne Allen's coming back, so no Jack Doyle for all you players looking for salary cap relief. Gore could definitely still do his thing in this matchup. On the other opposite side, Jordy Nelson is back. Let's get it. I used him last week, but like I said, I put him in the wrong lineup and chalk killed me, so it didn't work out too well. Ty Montgomery's playing?
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah.
Give me Ty. I definitely think he could get a touchdown this time.
I can see it. Around. Yeah. I can see it. The slow linebackers.
Because Don Jackson, he wasn't doing anything last week. They actually had Ripkowski come in.
The fullback. Yeah,
the fullback
He's
come
Polish,
in.
Polish, what up?
Yeah.
Ripkowski.
Yeah.
No, I feel you. So who do you have winning this?
Oh, I have Green Bay winning this.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, the only player who I really, really like from this game is Devontae Adams. They made it a point that he's going to be a feature receiver right now. Something's wrong with Cobb, and they don't seem to have faith in him anymore. And Jordy's not 100% healthy either, so they're really targeting him. He's been killing it with the targets recently. I really like Devontae Adams this week, and I think that the Indianapolis secondary is just not really good. Their whole defense really isn't that good, so I have Green Bay taking this. Here's what Green Bay is going to do, though. They're going to win this game. They're going to go on a run. They're going to win the wild card match, and then they're going to lose in the playoffs. And the reason why is because McCartney's not a good coach. Until they get rid of him, they're going to keep doing this and winning and etching into the playoffs and then shitting the bed before they get anywhere. So that's my opinion on that. All right, moving on, we have actually a really, really good matchup with definite playoff implications. We have the Tennessee Titans at San Diego.
Look at you, playoff implication with the Tennessee Titans in it.
AFC is weak as fuck.
Yeah,
these are
so
like arguably like top five teams in the AFC right
That's
now.
That's crazy. The over under is 47. San Diego is favored by 5, rightfully so, and they're at home. I think San Diego wins this easily. I just can't see Tennessee going into San Diego and winning this. San Diego starts off fast. I think they'll probably be up by like 14 points by halftime. And then second half, it's just going to be easy peasy. The Tennessee's been tough against the running backs, but you got to use Melvin Gordon. Mm-hmm. The amount of touches and usage he gets, you can't shy away from that at all. And on the other side, you want to use DeMarco if he's playing. We don't know if he's playing. News reports came out earlier today and said Derrick Henry could see a lot more.
So they pick up Henry.
Yeah, pick up Henry.
He'll be cheap, too.
Definitely on the wires. Oh, my gosh, what is going on?
Yeah, Cubs are killing it.
Yeah, Cubs are killing it right now, man. But, yeah, you want to pick up Henry. For the receiver side, you could use Tyrell Williams. I don't know what's going on with Benjamin. You want to follow that to see if you could use him, but you definitely could use him. Definitely burn that whole secondary B in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell me who else you like in this one.
Yeah, I mean, definitely like Henry.
Hunter Henry, yo, they've been using Gates a lot more now.
They have. I mean, so, they use both, so that's minimum. But I like both. I like Derrick Henry a lot in this game, too. One player, pay attention.
Oh, my gosh, bad.
This Cubs game is getting out of control.
Yeah, it's getting ugly, folks.
So I think that the San Diego Chargers take this. This is just a game that really screams out to me that Philip Rivers could take over. But this would be a good game. Good running game and tempo by Tennessee. I would say Mariota, who's been killing it recently.
No, I think he should definitely have a good game.
He should, but ever since Bosa showed up, this San Diego Chargers defense is totally taking a turn.
But they really definitely have a nice offensive line, too.
Yeah. So this will be an interesting game to watch. I could see Mariota having a nice game and definitely pick up Henry, too. But I think this game is a real Philip Rivers game. So I expect him to take this and the Chargers to win.
Yeah, especially losing like that last week. Yeah, definitely.
And now a game that's going to guarantee to make you stay up late and be tired of work on Monday. Really good Sunday night game. We have the Denver Broncos at Oakland.
Ah, Oakland's home, though, man.
Yeah.
There's a pick 'em game. This is definitely a pick 'em game.
I like that.
And I'm going with Denver on this one. Mm. Oakland hasn't played well at home. If you want to target Oakland, you target them on the road.
Yeah,
5-0 on the road.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Give me Denver in this game. I like the defense. I think they could contain Cooper, the real Amari Cooper, and I think they could contain Crabtree, and other players going to have to step up in this matchup. Latavius Murray might have a good game
because
Denver this week against the run. So definitely would target Latavius Murray and definitely pivot off of all the running backs on that board for the main slate. On the Denver side of the ball, I don't know, man. Simeon is whatever.
Game manager.
Yeah, you don't even know who to target. Oakland, you could definitely pass on Oakland, pass funnel defense. But whatever, man. Whoever he's locked on is who's going to be the good one. You just got to decide on who to use. So Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders are good in this spot. No tight ends, just those two. Booker. Devontae Booker, right?
Yeah,
Devontae Booker is definitely good in this matchup as well.
Yeah.
I would use him before I use any of the receivers.
Yeah, no, definitely. I would do the same. Booker got me a lot of points last week. Use him again this week. I actually have the Raiders taking this, and maybe just because I want to see a new team in the AFC start to take over, but this is a really young team. Jack Del Rio is perfect for Oakland with the ballsy plays he makes every week to keep them in these games, especially most of them on the road as well. But Derek Carr's really here, and this is a tough matchup for him, but I think that he can end up putting up some points. This Denver defense has some holes as opposed to what they had before. You let go of a player like Danny Trevathan, you let go of Malik Jackson, you're going to start to see some of these vulnerabilities open up, and right now, against pass-catching running backs and tight ends, you're seeing them give up some big plays. So it's not going to be Cooper. It's not going to be Crabtree. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's an Andre Holmes. Maybe it's a Seth Roberts. Maybe it's a Clive Warford. Maybe it's a Mike Rivera. Mm-hmm. One of these players you don't expect will have a big play just because all the focus
Seth
will be
Roberts.
On, yeah. So one of these players will be all the focus will be on Cooper and Crabtree, as it should be. They're really good receivers. But I think this is a game where the Raiders will just, you know, make sure that they just have enough points. I like Carr so much more than Simeon, and I think that because of that, they're going to take this, and the home field advantage there is going to be crazy. It's going to be loud in Oakland.
Yeah. I like this game for Oakland, though. It's just a good matchup for them before they go into playoff. And it's interesting that it's week 9, and they're playing their first game against Denver. That means they have to see Denver again, and this is definitely going to be helpful for them when they make that playoff run.
Yeah,
because they're going against tough matchups, and once that playoff hits, tough matchups all across the board, so this is definitely good for them.
I believe they're getting Alden Smith.
And they didn't get their bye back. They didn't get their bye yet.
No, I believe they're getting Alden Smith back soon, too.
God.
So that's
maybe that's the missing piece on defense that they're going to, so we'll see, man.
That'll be good to see.
But I still got Denver.
Also,
you got Oakland.
Carl Joseph has been balling for them recently, too.
Yeah, man. Ever since they gave him more minutes. Huh?
Yeah, he's been doing really well. All right, and last up, we got a Monday night matchup. Buffalo Bills traveling to Seattle.
Buffalo. They bought my boy Percy Harvin back.
I like it. Revenge game.
Is he playing?
Yeah.
Okay. So definitely like that. It
walks off the sofa, becomes their top receiver.
Yeah, they're definitely going to use him off the bat. Like, he's going to have, like, so much usage in this game. They just simply don't have anybody else besides Robert Woods, and that's not even saying much.
Yeah.
But, Seattle's favored by 7, rightfully so. Russell Wilson's just not right, folks.
No.
He's just not right. And when he's not running, you could definitely stop the Seattle Seahawks, as you see what the Saints did last week on national TV.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely did that, and we outscored them. But I have Seattle. There's not even a contest in my opinion. I'm going with Seattle in this game. Players you want to use in this game, I wouldn't touch any of the running backs. Because C.J. Procy's been, he's just been taking touches.
Hawking touches
from Michael. So I'm not touching any running backs. Baldwin let me down last week. Jimmy Graham
can have a game.
Yeah, Jimmy Graham type of game, for real. So on Buffalo side, give me Tyrod Taylor and Percy.
Yeah, and you got to give me Shady. Is Shady healthy again?
They should hold them out, man. Yeah. They have a bye next week, yo. Just hold them out.
Okay, so pay attention to that. If he plays, I'd play him.
Yeah.
Other than that, I wouldn't actually touch anyone in Buffalo if he's not playing, because it completely changed their offense. I definitely would take Jimmy Graham, though. I think he's going to have a good matchup. But these are two really good defenses. This would be a low-scoring game, an ugly game. I wouldn't be shocked if Buffalo won, but I see it's so hard to go to Seattle, so I have Seattle winning this. But it's definitely be an interesting defensive matchup.
Yeah.
All right, so that's our slate. It was a bye-ridden week, and just to kind of wrap it up, Carlson didn't want to make any Survivor picks. It's a tough week. I don't like taking home teams, but just to give you some my opinion, because I got eliminated from Survivor because fucking Pittsburgh. I'd take Dallas at Cleveland.
Yeah.
And I would also take Kansas City. I take Kansas City too.
Nick Foles. Okay, go ahead, man. I'm still gonna be studying on that, so I'll let y'all know how I do next week.
All right, cool. Well, signing out. This is Cody.
This is Carl.
We'll get to you soon.
Let's get it. Y'all gon' make me with the fuck shit. Took it out the bag, mixed it with the yellow box. Went to sleep, woke up in a yellow watch. Do better, any nigga gon' hate mo. You keep it solid, any nigga gon' flake mo. Super nigga music need a cape, ho. 9 piece in the store, in the day, ho. And I don't fuck around with too many rap niggas. Reason being, I don't fuck around with cap niggas. See, the problem is way too many blood niggas. What's the term mean? It ain't another drug dealer. That's for my niggas in them trenches with the 4-way. Still sleeping with the toolie by the doorway. Like, where you been, yo? This shit was bad for a minute. All them clown niggas win, this shit was sad for a minute. But I'ma make these niggas get on they shit, though. Do nothing else, I can write a hit, though. I'ma need